Moving south from Nashville in late December 1862, Union Commander William Rosecrans assembled his forces outside Murfreesboro on the 30th, with his left flank resting on Stones River and his line angling southwest amid a patchwork of cedar breaks. Confronting him on both sides of the river, Confederate Commander Braxton Bragg shifted two divisions to the west during the night of the 30th, and at dawn of the 31st, the reinforced rebel left advanced, striking the enemy flank and catching many of the Federals at their breakfasts. Despite increasingly stiff resistance, the rebels eventually drove in McCook's entire corps. Meanwhile, having initially ordered Van Cleve's men across the river for a planned attack on the rebel right, Rosecrans recalled them in order to shore up his collapsing line, which now ran parallel to the Nashville Turnpike. By mid-afternoon, he had stabilized his position, and when rebel reinforcements continued the offensive, George Thomas's men were able to drive them off with heavy losses. The next day, January 1, 1863, Rosecrans reverted to his original plan, sending Van Cleve's men back across the river, where they came under vigorous attack by Breckinridge on the 2nd. Pushing the Federals off a low hill, the rebels seemed once again on the verge of victory when Union artillery from across the river opened up, sending them fleeing back. Soon after nightfall on the 3rd, despite a tactical rebel victory, Bragg withdrew his forces to the south.